Today's share in the Dishu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we finished off yesterday Simin Reish Tzadi Beis, and we will start Emir Tzashem today Reish Tzadi Gimel. Just want to point out one or two quick things from the end of yesterday's share. We spoke about saying Pirkei Avos and Shir HaMaalos during the Mincha Maariv time. So Deir Shifut number 9 says the reason behind saying Pirkei Avos is brought down from the Machzor Vitri, Mipnei Shalomdim Mimena Yira Shamayim B'derech Eretz. A person, when he learns Pirkei Avos, he learns to be a true God-fearing person, and he learns the proper way to conduct oneself in this world. The Shibali Alekit brings another reason, Shepaseach Bo B'mishnah Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai. Since Pirkei Avos starts off with the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe on Har Sinai, and we say this over, B'chvodo Shal Moshe Nignaz Bizmanze. Moshe, as we pointed out yesterday, was buried by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Mincha time Shabbos afternoon. So we mentioned this. It's a great, tremendous cover to Moshe to say that he was given the Torah on Har Sinai by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, this is a Menucha Tova for Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rosh Chaim brings down another reason. Shekivin Sheshazos Hisman Tanugos Lebnei Adam. This is a time for delicacies and pleasures for a person. Tiknu Lem Lomar Divrei Musar V'Yiras Hashem. So they should always have a balance and know that while HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us so many wonderful pleasures in this world, we always have to balance and keep things in mind. L'Hashivis Lev Adam La'Avodas Habori Yisparach Shemo. So we should always remind ourselves who we're serving on this world, not ourselves, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yishuvah number 10 brings down the reason to say Shir HaMaalos. So from the Levush, he brings down, this is based upon a Gemara in Sukkah, Shayidei Shedavid Omram, since David HaMelech said them when the waters of the world were beginning to overflow, and they were building the Beis HaMikdash at that site. And David asked Achitofel, are we allowed to go and put the Shema of HaKadosh Baruch over there? And he said yes. And they said the 15 Shir HaMaalos is the waters rose to the appropriate place, but not too far. So since this happened at that time, it's fitting to say the Shir HaMaalos at that time as a reminder of Kiyum HaOlam and Maisa Bereishis. The footnote then adds that we also say Baruch Hinafshi, brought down by the Ramah, and the reason for this is, brought down by Levush, that this Baruch Hinafshi is a reminder of Maisa Bereishis. Okide Lisgar Inyan Maisa Bereishis, Likras Tzeis Yom HaShabbos, Tiknu L'Yom Rabbi Yosef's Man. So it's a fitting time to remind ourselves of Maisa Bereishis. Shabbos represents the Briyas HaOlam, so therefore we say this Baruch Hinafshi at this time. Finally, the Shaar HaTzion, Osches, he brings down from the Gra, Shekosov, Delechei Nogu Lomar Pirkei Avos Bekayitz, Avdu Gamkin Bechlal Medrash. How are you allowed to learn Pirkei Avos? We just learned at the end of the Simen that one should not set up drushes during this period of time, although remind ourselves that we brought down that it's absolutely lechatril appropriate to do so nowadays. In any event, Pirkei Avos is a drushes. So how are you allowed to do this? So he says, Lefisha Bekayitz Mispalim Beyod HaYom Gadol. They would daven Mincha early in the summer months, and therefore it was still time for learning. Alternatively, the Ramah brings down the Ein Shonen Oso Kiderach Shar Limud. When you say Pirkei Avos, you're not learning them in the fullest sense of the word, and it's Amira B'Alma, and that's allowed. That's different than having a drasha during that period of time. So that really concludes a couple of little inyanim from the end of Reish Tzadi Beis, and now we can begin Reish Tzadi Gimel. Dine Arvis Motzi Shabbos, Davni Marv Motzi Shabbos. So the Mechaber tells us in Sif Aleph, Ma'achrin Tfilas Arvis, Kedei Lahosif Michol Ala Kodesh. One should delay Davni Marv, one shouldn't rush to Davni Marv Motzi Shabbos, in order that you can add on from the weekday, i.e. Motzi Shabbos, Saturday night, Sunday, to the Kedusha of Shabbos. Just like there's a mitzvah of Tosefah Shabbos at the beginning of Shabbos, so too there's a mitzvah of Tosefah Shabbos at the end of Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Karnalev tells us, Hainu, Ap de min hadin sage b'mashiyis akeb milasos melocha adhasman hamavor b'sif beis. Even though from a technical point of view, we'll learn in Sif Beis momentarily at what point you're allowed to do avoda. Until that point, you can't do avoda. So technically, you would be fulfilling everything fine as long as you daven marav earlier, but you just didn't do melocha until the proper time that you're allowed to do melocha. Nevertheless, mikol makum lechatchila roi v'nocho. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's much more proper lechatchila, and he says v'chei minhag kol Yisrael. This is the minhag of Klal Yisrael la'acher es hatchila, to try to daven marav later than the earliest time that you normally would be able to daven it on a weekday. And Dear Shifu number 1 brings down, and he says, V'gam l'noagim kishitzes Rabbeinu Tam. Those that hold the later time of Rabbeinu Tam, let's say 72 minutes, a simple understanding of Rabbeinu Tam, 72 minutes after the Shkia. So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, Sheyachu kishir zman zeh, gam es tfilas arvis. For those people that hold Rabbeinu Tam, they should try to daven marv as late as possible also, even 72 minutes. And he says, V'ad kamu huazman shumut liyachar esfilas arvis. How much can you delay arvis? You want to daven 3 hours after Shabbos? Is that okay? In order to fulfill this mitzvah of being moset b'chol ala kodesh, so that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is not sure. Mikol Mokum, he says, you certainly shouldn't delay it past chatzos, because l'chatchila, one should daven marv before chatzos. So if you want to daven marv very late, you're having a huge, long shalishudas and divrei Torah and beautiful singing of zemiros, kol hakavod, but don't say marv after chatzos on Matzah Shabbos. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, and the purpose of davening later is Kadesh Yitosef Yosef Mechol Ala Kodesh, as we pointed out, to add on Tosef Shabbos from the weekday, i.e. Saturday night, to Kodesh, making that a little bit Shabbos. The issue for number 2 brings down the reason behind this from the Bach. He says, based upon the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, the Rav Yossi said, it should be my zchus to be amongst those that delay Shabbos is leaving, the people in Tzipore, who are ma'achrin lehotzi es Shabbos, they would delay Shabbos going out and daven late. And they received tremendous reward for this, shemosifim yosem michol ala kodesh, by this Tosef Shabbos at the end of Shabbos. The Prima God brings down another reason, and he says, shayidei shema'achrim es yutzi es Shabbos yosef, by delaying the coming of, leaving of Shabbos, by davening marav later, lo nire sha Shabbos aleim kemaso. It looks like the Shabbos is not a burn for you. I can't wait to get it over with. So we daven marav as fast as we can. That's incorrect attitude, and to demonstrate this, we delay davening marav. Dear Shifut number 3 says, how much is the shear of this Tosef Shabbos? So the Chazon Ish brings down, it's somewhere between 45 and 50 minutes after the sun sets. Then I ask an interesting question in this Dear Shifut, no, what happens if a child is bar mitzvah on Sunday? So does the din of Tosef Shabbos apply to this bar mitzvah boy who's now a full-fledged adult only on Saturday night? Is the Tosef Shabbos a mitzvah or not? So he brings down, this is a machlokas. Similarly, brings down, there's a machlokis by women as to whether they're mechuyev in Tosef Shabbos or not. And he brings down from the Minchas Chinuch that says they're not mechuyevos, and the Prima Gadim that says, and as well the Ksav Sofer that says that they are mechuyevos. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Haminog lezamer kodim mariv hamizmor elokim yuchonenu, which is tilim samach zayin v'od mizmorim, Kanizkor besidurim. He says many people have the custom that they go and sing certain kapitloch of Tilim, such as Samach Zayin, and this is very prevalent custom in the Yekesh shuls, as well as other mizmorim. In many of the Yekesh shuls, they say Kuf Mem Dalet at that point in time. This is indeed a beautiful custom. Mishbur continues, he writes, V'im yochul tishu b'av b'motzei Shabbos, ein mazamrim. But when Tisha B'av comes out on Sunday, so then you don't say this mizmorim. Why? The Oz Ain's man chanina, because that's not an appropriate time to say these supplications over here. It's not a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to say, very favorable towards the Jewish people. The issue for number 4 does bring down a different reason from the Vilna Gaon, and he says the reason we don't say this when Tisha B'av is on a Sunday, Shekivan She'enu Miseder Hayom, in Lo'or Tisha B'av, because it's not the regular part of the davening, and you're only allowed to learn Torah that is the regular part of the davening on Tisha B'av, otherwise it's called Limud Torah. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'chein sh'kishiyoch yomtiv motzi Shabbos. If yomtiv is on Sunday, Saturday night, gam kin ein haminog l'zam. He says, the minog also in that situation is not to sing these pizmonim. And he brings down from the Prima Gadim, because of the Prima Gadim, de'efshar mishum de'ein omrim techina b'Shabbos v'yomtiv, because possibly this would constitute saying supplications on yomtiv. And therefore, you shouldn't do this. And a regular Shabbos, it's okay, because it's after chashecha. As he says, Masha Ein came b'chol Shabbos, Yuchal Omro Mishachashecha Kodem Marv, because it's after dark already, and even though you haven't davened Marv yet, you're allowed to say supplications at that point in time. The issue for number 5 brings down a different reason from the Noam Megodim, and he says that this Mizmor that we say, Amatzei Shabbos, Hitchila Simi Ashvua, that's really representing the start of the work week. Kim Shem Psukei Bracha Latzlocha B'masi Adenu V'yiskenu, and we're suggesting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let us our work week be successful. So he says, when Yontif comes out Amatzei Shabbos, that's not the start of the work week, and therefore one shouldn't say it. He says, Amatzei Shabbos of Chol HaMoed. So what happens when Sunday is Chol HaMoed? So the Prima Gadim says that you do say this Mizmor. However, according to the reason that we just said, that it should be the successful start of the work week, according to that reason, one shouldn't really work on Chol HaMoed as well. Only under certain heterim can one work on Chol HaMoed. Therefore, one shouldn't say it on Chol HaMoed as well. The issue for number 6 brings down, one apparently can say these tachanunim over here, these mizmorim, even though you haven't davened mariv. However, in Simen Reish Sadi Dalu, which we'll learn in a few days, Shetiknu Havdalah Bichas Atochonim, we say Atochonantanu in the brach of Atochonim, because you shouldn't ask your tzrochim, which is the rest of the inner brachos of the Shemana Esrei, before you've made Havdalah. So that seems to be a little bit of a steerer to this idea over here, that you can say these supplications before you daven mariv. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, "V'ayin le'el b'simin memtes b'shem l'chavas yoyer the tehillah mutter hamurgo bo lomar bal peh." Likewise, there's another problem that you're not supposed to say Torah shebichsav by heart. So he says, "Tilim that you're used to saying, one is allowed to say them by heart." And Dishufu number 7 explains that this is really to be Ma'orei Rachmei Hashem, to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be kind to us, and therefore it's like a tefillah, and the person is allowed to daven over here, Baal Peh. Bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah says, Umatov v'yofe ha-minog hazeh. The Mishnah Berurah will bring down two reasons why he says this is a beautiful, beautiful minog. And he says, number one, k'dei l'lavu Shabbos shenikris kala malkasa b'shiros es yishbachos. So to escort the Shabbos out, reason number one, to escort the Shabbos, which we call kala malkasa, with songs and praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says in the Medrash, that one should do this. V'od, reason number two, k'ayi deizen is achar amar v'nitosef michol ala kodesh. In this way, you're causing the mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos over here, that you're delaying the davening of Maru by the singing of these songs, and you're doing further Tosef Shabbos. Another reason it brings down, by singing at this point in time, because it's too early to daven Maariv, so you're stopping people from talking silly things, wasting the time, Rachmon Litzlan saying dvarim that are also to talk about, and therefore it's a wonderful minhag. And then he says, the Mishnah Berurah, he says, I found everything that I just said in the Knesset Agdola, an earlier Gadol. Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, Tzorech li zora milasos melocha. A person should be very careful not to do melocha on Motzei Shabbos ad sheyero shlosha kochavim kitanim, until he sees three small stars in the sky. We have large stars, we have middle stars, and we have small stars. Until you see three small stars in the sky, and these stars also, v'lo yumifu zorim, they shouldn't be dispersed all over the sky, but should be close to each other. When you can see three such stars, then you know for certain that the day is over. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Beis, Ayin Lakamen v'simin reish sadi tes sif yud. And over there, the Shulchan Aruch will tell us the laws of the Issa Malacha until you've made Havdalah. So we'll wait till we get to those laws in reish sadi tes. Sivkot and Gimel, Atshe Ro, until you see these three stars. The Kodem Lakein also Mishum Sofik Yom. Before you see these three stars, you're not allowed to do any Malacha because maybe it's still Shabbos, maybe it's not. You're not sure. This is a Ben Hashmashos time period. We're not sure if it's Shabbos, not sure if it's Sunday yet. So therefore, one has to be very careful in this not doing Malacha because maybe it's still Shabbos. And he says, technically, Medina Saki B'Shlosha Kochavim Beinonim. Technically, Shabbos is definitely over when you see three middle-sized stars. Why do we wait till we see three smaller-sized stars? Ella, She'ein Onu Bakim is there, because we're not so expert in being able to distinguish between what is a middle-sized star and what is a large-sized star. So therefore, if we wait until we see small stars, so then we'll definitely know that we have not made a mistake and done Malacha too early on Shabbos. On Motzi Shabbos, that really was Shabbos. And he says, V'shem ahem gedolim hanirim bayom, because maybe these are really larger stars that are visible during the day, which are not signs that Shabbos is over, and therefore, l'chein onu matzrichim ketanim, therefore we specifically want to have small stars so there can't be a mistake. Dishuvah number 8 brings down exactly what time are you allowed to eat on a tainis after the tainis is over. Do we wait as long by Motzi Shabbos as we do by a tainis? He says, no, there's a difference. He brings down from the Mishnah Berurah that on a tainis, you're allowed to go and assume the day is over earlier. And it's only Linyan Shabbos and Yom Kippurim that were machmir to have three small-sized stars, but on a tainis, you can go by when you see three middle-sized stars. Sivkot and Dalit in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, you have to see these shlosha kochavim kitanim. So he says, Ayin likute prichodosh al yoredeya. Go look in the likute prichodosh found in yoredeya in Shulchan Aruch, shekosav, dim harakia masir ke'ein orosh oyom, that if the sky is still lit up like the light of the day, to lo nechshav osos man rak benesh marshal. So then certainly that period of time can only be at best benesh marshal. So even if you see stars then, you have to be concerned that it's still Shabbos. And this is brought down that v'yo hagon reb kiva ege b'chidusha b'yoredeya simen reish samach speiz ayin sham. So he paskins this lahalacha. However, if you look at the bir agra, the Mishnah Berurah says, b'likutav, Shom Kosav, he writes over there, dim nistale koad mimus min kol kipa sorokia, if the redness from the dome of the sky has gone away, but also tzad sheshoko achama, where the sun has set, then ain anu choshim bameh shemasi, then we're not concerned at all that the sky is still up. That is definitely considered the next day. V'da'ot, furthermore, he says you should know, the B'sefer Teferis Yisrael, the Perek Beis, the Shabbos, Matzuch Shlosha Ketanim, Levad Shlosha Benonim. He says over there in the Teferis Yisrael, it brings down that you need to see not only three small stars, but you need to contrast that with three middle-sized stars. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'lo Yadati Makora, I don't know where the Teferis Yisrael got this from. But he suggests, V'ulai, maybe, the Taimo, the reason of the Teferis Yisrael, is Shema Anutoim Badovar, since we make mistakes over here in knowing whether these are large, middle, or small stars, Ugdolimim. And if you just have three stars themselves, all the same size, maybe they're actually large stars. And therefore,
he suggests that the Teferis Yisrael say you need to see small stars and medium-sized stars. L'kach anu tzrichim od kochavim hagadol mihem. So you need three stars that are greater in size than the three stars that you want to call small stars. U'mizeh, and even if you're wrong in this situation, onu yodim shal kolponim heim einam gadolim. If you have three stars that are larger than the three that you're seeing, at worst, the three that you're seeing are at least beinonim, middle-sized stars, which technically is a Shabbos. And that's why he suggests that the Teferis Yisrael says you need to see both larger and smaller type stars. And Dishifut number 10 says that what does it say over there? That in regards to Kriyashma, Shalalaila, Marv Kriyashma, Hitzrichu Gimu Kochavim Kitan, we have to wait till you have three small sized stars. He says the Kavan over there is that Kochavim Beinunim Betchila Nirim Kitanim. Originally, in the beginning of the night, when you see three middle-sized stars, they look smaller. And it's only when it gets darker out there that they become clear that they were Beinonim. And therefore, he says, you should wait until you see three smaller-sized stars as well as the three middle-sized stars, and then you know for certain that you have definitely reached a time when it is the next day, and you can say Kriya Shema. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah says, according to this Shita, Nicha Divrei HaTeferis Yisrael B'Pshitos. Now we can understand the Teferis Yisrael very well. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Ulam Shari Achronim Lo Eskiru Dovar Zeh. The other Achronim don't bring down this concept that you have to see three small and three middle-sized stars. And he says, Ve'afsho Dim Bishari Mekomos Harakia Munan. Because he says, in many places, if the sky is cloudy, Lo Yachol Liros Ol Kochavim, and you can't see any additional stars, Yesh L'Hakel Lukul Yama. Everybody agrees you can be Mekel over here. Then he says, "V'nira li, it appears to me, d'lefi ma'ashe kosav agro, that which the Vilna Gaon said, d'beinu, shi'estale kwad minmus, bin kol kipa sarakia bosat sacha shokra chama, v'ozmol ha'shosho kochavim, that which the Vilna Gaon said, which we brought down, that if the redness in the dome of the sky has gone away on the side where the sun sets, so then definitely seeing three stars is enough." He says, "Nira d'moel oz b'shloshu kochavim kitan levad, then certainly, even if you see only three stars, and they're small stars, that would be adequate." And Dishavut number 10 says, an additional comment from the Orchos Rabbeinu that he heard in the name of the Chazon Ish, that if you see 10 stars altogether, Vadai, amongst those 10 stars, will be three Kochavim Kitan, three small stars. Mr. Bruce Sivkanhe says they have to be Ritzuf, and they have to be, the three stars have to be near each other and not spread out all over the sky. Mishum Tosefes Shabbos. This is in order to fulfill and complete the din of Tosefes Shabbos to eat a little bit from Saturday night to Shabbos. Hu adin kishiro shloshu kochavim kitanim sheinam ritzufim umamtinu ma'at achrikein. The same thing would be when you see three small stars that they're not next to each other. You should wait a little bit, and this way mutar lasos malacha. You definitely can do malacha after that little bit of a waiting time. The ikar tama ritzufim mishum Tosefes, because the reason that you want to have them near each other and then say that you have three stars is for Tosefes Shabbos. And therefore, the Kivan Shimti Ma'at, and since you waited a little bit after you saw that, Hosef, then you definitely have been Mosef from Chol onto Shabbos, and therefore that would be adequate. He brings down the name of Dogma Ravava. The issue for number 12 brings down the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Samachal have taught us already, Sheishomer and Sesorich Lotzif Michol al HaKodesh, that there is this din of Tosefes Shabbos. You have to do this at the beginning of Shabbos, Mei Mechanisoso, or Mei Yitzioso. And he points out, reminds us again, that during this period of time, Tosefes Shabbos, it's just a mitzvah saseh. But if you did a lav, you wouldn't be chayiv any karis or misa's based, and during this period of time, it's a mitzvah saseh that you're fulfilling of Tosefes Shabbos. How much is the shear of Tosefes Shabbos? So he brings down the more meikul shita of the Magen Avraham, she'ein mitzvah el hosif mashu l'achar tzeis haShabbos. You just have to add on something. And he says this is the opinion of Tosefes Shabbos as well, and the Orech HaShulchan. Others bring a more machmir opinion, ayin sham. Then he says, Dushufut number 13, that the same halacha applies on Yom Kippur. She'ein shir la Tosefes Yom Kippur. You should do something in regards to Tosefes Yom Kippur. Back to the Mechaber to finish off Sif Beis. Bimhu Yom Hama'unan, if it's a cloudy day, Yamtin Ashiyet Sheh Sofik Milibo. Then you just have to wait long enough till it's clear to you that it is no longer Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav explains, Mashalo Zohar Hashulchan Aruch Yamtin Ashir Dal Mila Miyez Tchilas Ashkia. Why don't we just say, wait till the amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil, which we said is at 18 minutes per mil, so that would be 72 minutes, that's where we get the Shir of the Rein Otan. Lefi Mashal Pasuk Lel B'Simin Reish Samachal of Sif Beis. Why don't we do that? Dev Shud Amayri Delo No Da Lo Gan Zman Hashkia Mishum Ha'ono. Because may not have known when the time of the Shkia is because it was cloudy, so it won't help you to say, wait 72 minutes from the time of the Shkia. Sivkot and Zion, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'mieshlo moresh shos shaholech betov. If you have a good clock, a good watch, and it's accurate, today we have Baruch Hashem very, very, to the second, accurate clocks, V'yodeh bebiro shoyo esmo bazeh hazman laila apiyadin. And you know for certain that yesterday at this time, it definitely was nighttime, or you have accurate myzmanim type of websites that tell you exactly the zman, when the Shkia, when Tzeis HaKochavim are. which is the Ainu Shloshu Kochavim Ketan, that it's definitely three small stars, near the Yuchalus Mochas, that you can rely upon this. And he says, and this is brought down in the name of the King Kasav Birka Yosef, the Yuchalus Moch Amorishos. The Birka Yosef says, really 150 years ago, that you can rely upon accurate watches. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have extremely accurate timekeeping, and we know exactly when these times are, so one can rely upon them even in a cloudy day. That concludes today's shir.